It is a Wednesday afternoon, the second day of July 2014. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. On the phone line with us is Jackie Vank from Stuart Peterson right here in Champaign County. Good afternoon to you, Jackie.
Well, good afternoon, Todd.
Let's go through some interesting things. You sent me a note, and I want to look at some things that you have been thinking about and others have been thinking about. And I know producers have been calling lots of folks about that's crop insurance and what kind of revenue protection they might have and how it pays out. You have some numbers for us.
I do. In fact, I was just beginning to work on it, and Kevin Van Trump, who we've had on Commodity Week with us, actually sent me something, so I think it's very good. If you look at an assumption that you have an APH is 180, which would be very common, you know, down here especially and across the belt, with 85% revenue protection, if you produce 170 bushels, you know, lower than your APH, then the crop insurance would pay out at 415. But let's say that you produced 190, 371, 200, 353, 210, we'd have to drop to 336 before you qualify. If you're at an 80% revenue level, those numbers go at 170 or 391 before you get paid. We'll just jump up 190, 350, 332 at 200, and at 210, you're looking at 316 before you get a penny from crop insurance. And the other one is 75%. There it's 366 if you've got 170, 10 bushel below your APH. And if you get 190, you've got 327 for futures, 311 at 200, and 296 at 210. So, you know, one of the things that we've been hearing a lot of people say, Todd, is, well, I'm not worried about the market going down. You know, I mean, let it go down. That's okay. I'll be fine. Crop insurance will take care of me. But I think this could be a very disappointing situation. Granted, they'll have the same dollars per acre as they would have, you know, if they'd have had their APH and the market would have stayed at these levels. But, you know, it's just something I think people have to really, really sit down and think about.
Let me repeat some of these numbers. So most of the people that are listening, and a large part of them, I think about 80% across Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, if I remember the numbers correctly, will have an 85% revenue insurance policy. That, according to the Farm Doc folks and the numbers, I think that come from USDA. So at 85% coverage, which would guarantee $706 an acre, if you raise and you had an APH of 180, and you raised actually 170, payouts would begin at a cash price below $4.15. At 180 bushels, below 319 or 392, 190, $3.71. If you raised 200 bushels, you'd have to have a 353 cash price for things to start to pay out. And at 210 bushels... that probably wouldn't be too hard, I don't think.
No, I don't think so.
At the moment, you'd have to have $3, and you'd have to have a cash price on the average below $3.36. So I think what you're trying to tell us is that there is revenue to protect between now and what the 85% might pay out. Is that right?
That's exactly right. You know, it's I think that, you know, of course, you know, the guys who are in big trouble up in Minnesota and parts of Iowa, I hear them say the same thing all the time. Yay, let the prices go down. It'll help us, you know, in general. But for the guys who have the potential to really produce a lot, who are counting on picking up, granted, some of these people will say to you all the time, these are bonus bushels. So, you know, this is fine. But in the environment that we're in and with the potential that we have in terms of failure on the price side, it's a pretty scary situation. So I don't think you can delude yourself into thinking that you're in a great shape just because you have the crop insurance in place.
Well, the input prices the producers have put into this crop make that these prices, even with a really, really good crop, a break-even maybe make some money at best venture for 2014, I believe.
That's exactly correct. And you know, and that's one of the reasons that for a long time already we've been talking about covering 250, you know, 015 using, you know, using put positions. You know, you have guys who say, well, that's crazy. You know, how do we know where, you know, I don't want anybody to cover something or sell in cash if we don't know what our input costs are. But I certainly do think there's justification for taking care and protecting yourself If we do come in, and I talked with some commercials today who truly believe we're going to have above a 14 billion bushel crop unless we have something extremely major happen. That's in spite of how much damage we've had in the Northwest. That's what they're saying. And so, you know, that is a pretty scary scenario just in general. And it isn't any different on beans. When you look at the bean situation, I take a good look at this week. You know, it was, what, four sessions ago that we were at 1245 on November beans, and today we'd close at 1141.5. And so there is definitely justification for taking care of things and sitting down and looking at your own individual situation. And there's opportunity there.